Welcome back to Navigating Postpartum Wellness Podcast, where motherhood and wellness meet faith, presence, and honest conversations. From Navigating Postpartum Wellness Media, we unpack the real work of motherhood beyond the highlight reels. I'm your host, Dre Williams, writer, founder of Navigating Postpartum Wellness Media, and a mom of two. This space is for every mom who's carrying the weight of expectations but choosing to build softer, sustainable rhythms of wellness. Together, we'll talk about the inner work, breaking cycles, finding balance, and leaning into God's vision for your life. Because you're not just raising kids, you're raising the standard of living. If you have ever felt overwhelmed but deeply called to more, you're in the right place. Let's dive in.
All right. Welcome back to another episode, Mom Life Unfiltered, but also at Navigating Postpartum Wellness Podcast. And this is Dre Williams. Okay, so let's get into it. Now that the year is fully underway, I've been reflecting on some things. I've always talked about wellness, but this year I'm focusing on consistency in all the areas of my wellness. Consistency, okay? Just like I hold y'all accountable, I can hold myself accountable, and I'm going to tell you more about it. Okay, so one thing I changed this year was delegating, for example. That's what started it. So I was able to delegate some tasks to my husband or just communicate more to him. I could free up some of my time. And so my husband and I still communicate about our finances and everything like that. But that's something I was like, okay, can you spend more time looking through the statements and all that stuff so I don't have to do that? And he was like, okay, I got you. Like, I would have been doing it and you just be doing it before me. And I'm like, okay, cool. So then sometimes wellness isn't about adding something new. It's about removing what drains you as well. Like, I know I could be using that time to do other tasks. So because I freed up that task, gave more time to pour back into myself, which has allowed me to work on getting more movement in my life, creating better, even stronger systems for our meal plans, and getting back into things that I love. And let me tell you, yeah, I know I'm a systems girl. Once our systems were in place, it came easier for me to free up time, like I mentioned, mental space to focus on these things like my health and my daily routines. So this year, I tried something new. I kept telling my husband, I'm trying to get to 10,000 steps or more a day. And not just because that's the number, the golden number we talk about all the time, but because I want to challenge myself. But I didn't go just to 10K at first, right? So I have downloaded this app. It's called Habit. And so with that, I told them my habits that I wanted to do. I wanted to drink more water. So then I put my water goal on here. So right now it's 80 ounces. But y'all, honestly, I drink more than 80 ounces now. And I also have my steps on here. So it tracks my steps. And then I have it where it tracks my strength training, where I do it 3 times a week. So I didn't just start off with all 3 of those. I started with just 2, which is water and my steps. And I started with 5,000 steps a day. And I started that in February. Right now we're in April. So at the end of March, I was like, okay, I'm going to build on to this. Now that I have my steps going, my walking going, and my workouts, I've been using my stepper. I don't know if I told y'all about my stepper, but I love my stepper. My husband actually got it for me for a gift because, you know, it's hard to walk on a treadmill when you have younger kids. Like, when you get on that treadmill, since my kids been little, we have always had a treadmill, but we don't really use it as much because they want to walk with you, or they're trying to swing on it, or it's too much. So me and my husband finally figured out, like, okay, let's just do a stepper. Let me tell you, that stepper is amazing. It has strength training. You can do a full body workout in it. You can get a full body workout within 5 to 10 minutes, right? You can step in the same area as your kids. If your kids are taking a nap, you can step in here. If I'm in the kitchen and my kids are sitting at the table doing something, and I'm trying to cook in between, I can get on my stepper real quick because you can, you know, tote it around the house if you need to. But I say that to say, I don't just start. You got to build on. You know, I've always been there. So what I did now is I'm challenging myself, even though my baseline is 5,000 steps, I'm challenging myself to 10. And I started that this week, actually. But I want to tell you, in all honesty, that how I was able to do it and how I am going to continue telling you about this journey so I can continue my consistency. And I'm like, I don't know what this is going to look like. But I'm like, I'm just going to focus on it now. So what we've been doing is I try to get out and walk every day. I'm trying to walk outside. If it's raining, like today, we waited till it stopped raining and we went outside to walk, right? I have my stepper I told you about. And I also do my workouts, but I just truly enjoy our morning walks now. My husband, he's working on getting his 10,000 steps. Like we've been doing on the same similar goal. So how I talked about 5,000, we started that together. Now we're going to 10. And we're doing a 10 Monday through Friday. Right, Monday through Friday, that's like our goal to hit 10. If we do it outside of that, then we're like, okay, on the weekend, if we hit 10, cool. If we don't, cool. But I know yesterday, we still did hit 10. Today, I'm at about maybe 6,000, so I'm probably going to get 10 before the end of the day. But I say this to say, we had to be very intentional about how we're spending our time and figure out times in the day, like, okay, we can do this, make it happen. Yes, we had to switch some things around in the morning. The first time we did it, morning walks, it was chaotic the first morning. Did everybody love going outside walking? Yes. My kids even hold us accountable, like, when are we going on our morning walk? Why are we not on our morning walk yet? And you're like, all right, let's do it. You might be like, okay, so how do you bring a kid? I'm going to be transparent. Now y'all going to be like, this episode about to get long. It's not. Just stick with me for a second. So what I did was, the first day, they was in pajamas. I ain't going to lie. I'm like, all right, we just gonna go out the door and get it done. The next day, I decided to redo our closet system for the boys, like their drawers. And I decided to do it outfit-based. So when I say outfit-based, I mean like, they got the shirt, the pants. They have different sets in the drawer where I just grab and go. And since I did that, all we do is grab and go. Now, we just started the system, and I'm going to tell you how it's going as I continue to tweak it. But as of right now, I love it. My four-year-old, usually you pick out clothes, and sometimes I'm like, sir, you're not wearing your good clothes where you're going to, like, somewhere we're actually going outside the house, going somewhere, you're not wearing that in the backyard. So that's why I had to separate the different clothes. So now I just tell them which drawer they're picking their clothes from. And he does that. Like, yes, I still assist my two-year-old as he walks his, beat his own drum. So I help him, like, get his life together. But he's going to get there and just consistency. But that is what allowed us to get out the house. And then we also, which goes back to nutrients, like in the morning, we're like, okay, our role in our house is you always need a carb, you need fiber, and you need protein. And so what we do in the morning, I make them like little charcuterie boards. So they'll sometimes, like one of the walks, they had blueberries and blackberries with the bowl. Then they had spinach and beets because we need our fiber. And our kids, they love spinach and beets and stuff. Then they had a protein bar. That's just what we do in our household. That's what they had. And then we get back home, we make the breakfast, right? But it also comes back to nutrients, but that's a whole nother episode. But what I'm saying is, like, because I'm focusing on my wellness journey, it's been making me more intentional in our house and also making everyone else motivated to just keep going on our fitness journey. Because it's not about us wanting to, like, yes, I'm not going to lie. I have some postpartum belly weight that I'm still trying to get rid of, but my goal is to be in a better place of my life. That is my ultimate goal on this wellness journey and just making sure I feel better. And with that said, I feel amazing. And I'm going to be consistent because now's a habit. Like I told you about my habit tracker, it would tell me if I missed it and it would show me percentages. And because I am very competitive, I don't like my numbers to be down. Okay. So if I miss a day, I would be sick. So I've been so consistent every single day hitting my goals for walking and my water goals because I don't want to miss it. So that's something I had to do. And that's what holds me accountable, keeps me going. Like even if I don't, I just want, well, I need to go get my steps. Like, it's a lifestyle now. And that's what I love the most. And I wanted to share this with you all just because I know sometimes it's easier to start and stop. Like, okay, I'm going to do my workouts. It's going good for a week. And then one day, you know, you have an off day and you skip a workout. And the next day, you know, you're like, why did I stop working out? And then you're trying to do it again. When I would say, just meet yourself where you are. Like, I know my reality of my day-to-day, which is why I do 5,000 for my baseline for steps. And then if I hit 5,000, woohoo! But now I'm going to 10, but my baseline isn't 10. So, like, anything at 5,000, that's a woohoo, Duray, you get that. But when I get to my 10, for me, that's like, okay. But I'm not going to beat myself up over it because I know life happens. I know I have young kids. I know that just things happen. But yeah, I just want to come on and just do my little tangent about, I just want you to keep going. If you have some goals, just keep going. Figure out a way that's going to keep you motivated, even on the days that you don't want to be motivated to do it. It's more so about discipline. But yeah, hope you enjoyed this episode. And let me know if you have any questions or you want me to share anything more about it. And until next episode.
Thanks for spending time with me on Navigating Postpartum Wellness. If this episode spoke to you, I'd love for you to leave a review and check out the resources linked in the show notes, from quick wellness guides to my membership community, the Aligned Mama Collective. Or better yet, come join me inside the Aligned Mama Collective, a space where moms like you are choosing faith, rest, and presence over hustle. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a new conversation. And if this episode encouraged you, share it with a friend who might need it too. I'll see you next time.